Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 25th. You'll be interested to know, 111 years ago, today in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which allowed for a federal income tax, came into effect, marking a significant shift in the United States fiscal policy. This amendment fundamentally changed the government's ability to raise revenue, influencing economic and social dynamics across the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 27 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:29 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:23. It looks like we're in for a cloudy day with a high around 54 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, there's a slight chance of rain before 9 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 35. Plus gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 8:45, with the low tide at 3:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 50 and a light northwest wind. Rain is likely Thursday with cloudy skies and a high near 53. Thursday night brings more rain with a low around 36. On Friday, a slight chance of rain before 9 a.m. gives way to mostly sunny skies and a high near 44. Saturday has a slight chance of snow early, then rain and snow with a high near 41 and a low around 26 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston officials are facing a mandate to reform their election processes after a state report highlighted significant issues during the November election. Voters experienced long wait times due to polling stations running out of ballots, and communication breakdowns prevented election workers from requesting more supplies. Secretary of the Commonwealth William Galvin's office instructed police to deliver ballots urgently. The report revealed that Boston failed to comply with state law requiring one ballot per voter. Moving forward, the city must enhance training for poll workers, streamline communication, and ensure adequate ballot supplies to prevent future mishaps. Now on to sports. The Major League Soccer season is officially underway, and the opening weekend brought thrilling moments, including a controversial video assistant referee decision during the New York City Football Club and Inter Miami match. This led to extra time and a dramatic late equalizer. San Diego Football Club impressed with a victory over the reigning champions, Los Angeles Galaxy. The hosts, Christian Polanco and Alexis Guerreros, also discussed the Premier League action, highlighting Liverpool's triumph over Manchester City and Arsenal's fading championship hopes after a loss to West Ham. In local sports, as Grapefruit League play kicks off, exciting developments are unfolding in Red Sox camp. New player Alex Bregman is impressively alternating between second and third base, showcasing his versatility. Meanwhile, Christian Campbell is receiving significant coaching attention to enhance his defensive skills. Rafi Devers is set to join the infielders after strengthening his shoulder. Trace Thompson, brother of NBA star Klay Thompson, has also joined the team. Injured pitchers Brian Bayo and Cutter Crawford are under careful observation, while JetBlue Park will host only a few games with the automatic ball strike system this spring. Tonight, the Celtics, with a 41-16 record, visit the Toronto Raptors at Scotiabank Arena. Jason Tatum, boasting 28.6 points per game, leads the charge against a struggling Raptors team with 18-39. With both teams missing key players due to injuries, Boston is favored by 11.5 points. Tonight, the Bruins at 27-24-7 clash with the formidable Maple Leafs at the Garden. David Pastrnak, boasting 28 goals and 41 assists, will lead the Bees against Toronto, who have a strong record of 35-20-2. The Bruins aim to snap their losing streak. In top news, in 2023, Americans aged 60 and older lost over $1.6 billion to cryptocurrency scams, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. A staggering 16,806 individuals reported being victimized. To protect your retirement savings, it is crucial to be aware of red flags and to conduct thorough research. Financial advisors can help navigate legitimate investment opportunities and steer clear of risky ventures. Education is key, as scams like fake initial coin offerings and phishing schemes often target older adults. Consider safer investments, such as precious metals and real estate, to avoid the volatility of cryptocurrencies. In business news, Sun Communities has announced a definitive agreement to sell 100% of its interests in the Safe Harbor Marinas business to affiliates of Blackstone Infrastructure for an all-cash purchase price of $5.6 billion. This transaction is expected to close in the second quarter. Shares of Sun Communities rose 7% to $135.31 in early afternoon trading. The sale aligns with Sun's strategy to refocus on its core manufactured housing and recreational vehicle segments, while providing financial flexibility for debt reduction and shareholder distributions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to $92,000. Ethereum is down 11% to just over $2,500. And Goatsys Maximus is down 24% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. North Korea has executed its largest cryptocurrency heist to date, stealing approximately $1.4 billion worth of Ethereum, equating to about 400,000 coins, from the cryptocurrency exchange Bybit. The company's CEO, Ben Zhou, stated that they have secured new funding and can cover all withdrawals, although a previous exchange CEO made similar claims before his platform collapsed. Researchers identified North Korea's state-sponsored Lazarus Group as the culprit, known for other major thefts. This incident highlights the vulnerabilities of exchanges, where social engineering tactics can lead to substantial losses, emphasizing the need for stronger regulations. And in entertainment news, Colin Farrell, who recently won an award for his role as the villainous character in The Penguin, expressed that he is in no rush to pursue a second season. Backstage at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, he stated, "I have no deep desire to do it," emphasizing the importance of maintaining the show's quality. Although he is open to ideas that align with Matt Reeves' cinematic universe, he is not actively seeking it. Ferrell, reflecting on his childhood dreams, described playing the Penguin as madness. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American adventurer and author, Christopher McCandless. And he said, "The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences, and hence, there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon, for each day to have a new and different sun." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.